Welcome to Going Fishing with Brett Raymer from Tanked, episode number 2. Brett, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, JC?
It's good to see you again. Why don't you introduce the cast of characters you have with us for episode number 2?
All righty. We got my good friend and also longtime manager, Richie Bennett. All the way here from Florida, from the beautiful Sunshine State.
Yes, sir.
And we have my really good friend and also co-star of the show Tanked, one of the amazing people, my good friend Agnes.
Thanks, B. I appreciate that.
You got it, of course. And then, of course, we have you, my other good friend and co-host, JC.
Good to see you, everyone. So Rich, you listened to episode number 1.
I did.
Did these two get anything wrong? Anything you want to expand
slight,
on?
Slight corrections. I wouldn't say wrong. Wrong is not nice. Remember, like, in Happy Days when the Fonz couldn't say wrong, he'd be like, So, yeah, there was a couple of things I want to clarify. So, do you remember, you guys remember, we were all teed up, and I can't remember the actual month, but it was a teed up pilot that was going to air on a Saturday, right? It was going to be on Saturday. I'm telling everybody. So, you guys talked at length about how long it took to finally get on the air last episode, and I'm like, here we are. God bless. Like, here we made it. But it was just going to be the pilot episode. So we were like, all right, it's got to go well. And then they'll sign us to another season. You know, well, this is key. And then on like the Tuesday before the Saturday, the network calls and says good news and bad news. And we're like, what's the bad news? They're like, you're not airing on Saturday. It's like, oh my God.
That's right.
We've been waiting this whole time.
Yes.
But the good news is we've picked up six episodes for next year already.
But you're all set. You're telling your friends it's the episode 1 we talked about, the refinished pilot, Animal Planet. You're all set to go.
All good.
And then they pulled the rug out from underneath you guys.
Yeah.
But then we knew it was decent news because at least we had the 6 episodes going the next year.
So that's kind of like true. I was saying on the first episode, I was talking about, you know, they didn't have to put it in front of a group. They were going to put that first pilot, they usually air it, see how it does, and then they give you more episodes. Mm-hmm. They basically called us and said, hey, we're going to order 6 episodes.
They greenlit it.
But, you know, let me tell you something. Getting to that pilot, so actually making that pilot, that was a mess in itself.
Well, as a fan of the show, the pilot, is that what we saw episode 1, season 1? You learned how to go diving. You built something, I think, for 702 Motors. Was that the pilot
episode? That was the pilot that everybody in the planet saw, but it wasn't the pilot that was actually supposed to air. There's a story. So we were able to get the whole celebrity thing came about like later on in the TV show. In the beginning, we were just doing regular aquariums. But we had a connection to Chris Angel, and we were able to do a pilot with Chris Angel, and we thought it was super special. So he had this long contract, and, you know, at the end of the contract, he could basically stop filming or cut out at any time that he wanted to, was one of the clauses in the contract. So we go there, we build this amazing sphere aquarium with these angels and all kinds of things on it, this round globe, and, you know, we get there, and we start filming, and we do everything, and all of a sudden, he's like, all right, guys, well, we need to stop. We're like, well, what do you mean we need to stop? He's like, yeah, MTV Cribs is here. They're ready to do a shoot. And not only do we need to stop right now, we need to shut off all the pumps on the aquarium because it's too loud. I'm like, well, we can't shut the pumps off on the aquarium because all the fish are in there. The fish are going to die. He's like, yeah, no, we need to shut the pumps. And we're like, no, we need to figure something out. We're not going to shut the pumps. It's not going to work. He's like, and we couldn't catch all the fish. It was just a nightmare. So out of nowhere, he turns around, goes into a little fit, and he's like, all right, get the tank out now. So in his contract, he was able to cancel at any given time. Mm-hmm. So out of the last minute, Chris Angel just pulled out at the last minute, and we never wound up airing that pilot. So we had to reshoot the pilot with somebody else.
So you had the tank in there, fish in the tank. Chris Angel, celebrity status of the first show.
That beautiful house, beautiful sphere tank.
Do you guys remember too? Like, we were all in the front row of his show. So
yeah,
he did the show in the big, and he comes out.
He announced
and
us. Announces us at the show.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is great. We're all in the front row.
Hey, and thanks, my guys at Tank. I want to thank them over here. Let's give them a hands up.
I think he thanked Agnes specifically.
They
got a new TV show, you know, coming out on Beyond.
Oh, yeah. And you're filming all this?
Yeah.
All this.
And then he pulls the plug. And then what do you do from there?
Nothing. We had to shoot another episode.
We had to reshoot. That's why it took like a year to get everything done. Like, it was just at the beginning. Like I said, just the way we were shooting, we had to redo everything. It was just crazy.
When someone like Chris Angel, or I think the pilot episode 702 Motoring might have been in that as well.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Did they get their tanks for free?
So how it really works is there's a lot of celebrities call in and wanted to pay for their aquariums, mm-hmm. but also a lot of the celebrities wanted to have something for their appearance. So they made a deal between the production company or the network and the celebrity for their appearance fees. We always got paid. That's all that mattered.
That you guys get paid for making.
Yeah, we got paid. That's all that mattered.
Were you doing celebrities before the show started, or did the celebrities start once the show?
Well, we did some celebrities prior. You know, the company had been in business for years, so we had done some celebrities prior. But remember, it never been filmed. You know, the technology of cameras and filming and all that, you know, became a lot bigger as time went on, and content creation became a lot bigger. So, you know, just it didn't happen until we really got the show. But in the beginning of the show, Criss Angel was on. We had regular clients, and the show became popular off of regular clients. Mm-hmm. Once we were able to get a celebrity involved, then it just took it to a whole new level.
Let's break down one of the builds, and it's from season one. It's that skateboard ramp build that you guys did. It was a company called the La Jolla Group, and it's a skateboard ramp tank. It was a pretty epic build. How does this come about? Do they find you? Agnes, are you going on sales calls? How does a relationship with a skateboard company in California come to you guys, and how does it come on TV?
Well, at that point, it was still new. Everything was new. I was doing all the bids for the pool panels. So as far as aquariums, that was still more weight. And Brett were involved in that, and they came to you guys originally.
So when they wanted certain things, they would put out, like, you know, a lot of production companies you'll see out there, I'll say, we're looking for somebody with an old car, or we're looking for somebody that wants to have an aquarium in their business. So there was a bunch of, you know, prior to us launching the show, there was a bunch of ads, or the production company put feelers out, and then people would call in and be like, hey, you know, but my friend Danielle, who I'd known for years, her husband Mathis, was friends with this guy Ryan, who works for the La Jolla Group. And Ryan said that their company was looking for an aquarium. They wanted to do something crazy. And they were like a skateboarding-themed company, and we come up with some idea. So Ryan came to Vegas. I'll never forget. We had our first season, right? The production company didn't even have an office in our building. Mm-hmm. They had a trailer, behind the building.
Like construction trailer.
Construction trailer parked in the back.
Move everything out at the end of the day, bring it all back the next day.
It was a construction trailer. That was our green.
So they went in and met with the production company, and they were like, yo, a skateboard tank? Yeah, it was great, you know? And then that's how it came about.
So when we watched the episode, you're kind of throwing ideas out there. Is the idea already established when you go in to shoot the episode, or is that what we're seeing is legitimate? You're just throwing ideas out there, kind of spitboarding in front of the client.
So, you know, there's times that we've done it where it's just raw, mm-hmm. and there's times where we've done it where, you know, we've kind of sat down beforehand and know the design. So it's worked both ways, but, you know, and there's been modifications that have happened. The one thing I loved about this show is that, you know, no matter what reality TV show there is, there's always a storyline, right?
Yes.
You have to have, you know this, I mean, you have to have some sort of organization. Otherwise, it's going to be a chaotic mess and you're going to be spending money hand over fist. So we had a storyline. But if the storyline was, you know, let's make this cup blue, they didn't tell you how to make the cup blue. However we came to making that cup blue was on us.
It was improv at the end of the day, too. There was a lot. We spitballed.
Right. Some of the designs were known beforehand, and some of them were literally like we would walk in and we would have to see the client's place, and they would like, you know what, let's just do it like first time walk in so we get it all natural. You know, so sometimes it would be all natural, and sometimes it would be let's go in and peep it out first, or, you know, so forth and so on and check it out. So that's how it worked.
Also, it depended a lot, Brett. I mean, you know, a lot of times we would be filming, and it depended on a lot of people's personalities. You'd have to either come up or come down, because some people were very shy in front of the camera.
Sure.
Or some were really, you know, hyped up. And when one client's hyped up, this one becomes 10 times more hyped up, and he's already hyper as it is.
Yeah.
You know, so
that
would change the whole flow of the episode as well. So some people, you had to get them out of their shell.
For sure. Like they would tell you, you know, they always tell you be on camera, you have to be like overly excited because the camera sucks the life out of you is what they say, right? So you get somebody that's on there and they're like, oh my God, and like, no, we need to be a little bit louder, you know. And so it just depended on the dynamics of who it was or what went on. But that was a really fun build. We obviously had some issues with that because it was our first one.
Mm-hmm.
There was some issues, if I remember correctly, with the mannequins that we put into
A couple of things I want to break down with that, with the actual build itself, because you come back here to Las Vegas and you put the acrylic out and you guys are testing it with your own skateboards and you're bringing a professional skateboarder. Are these experts friends of yours, or are you guys finding the experts to come in to test things out?
Yeah, we definitely put out their feelers for, you know, experts, and like most of the reality shows do that.
Yes.
But I think for that one, I think the company itself, the La Jolla Group.
Yes, they knew somebody.
They had somebody that was like in town, and we're going to send him over
yep.
to have him teach you guys how to skateboard. Now, at that point, that was probably the most crazy.
Oh, my God,
thing.
I remember that was
I almost broke my arm.
I remember.
Yeah,
I
Wade
remember.
Almost broke his back. I almost broke my arm.
I get these two old guys trying to pretend they're 20.
And fat. I was fat at the time.
And Wade was fatter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's true. I mean, and then because we were still, it was so new. No one, we were just flying. We were just going on a whim, right? Yeah. I mean, it just was, we were just doing what we thought was right.
Yeah, you know, it's funny is because what was really funny is that in the beginning, like I talked about in the last episode, they had two separate production companies, mm-hmm. right? They had Animal Planet would put in their production company that they had already worked with, that they felt comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And then they had, Mike and Richie, the production company that actually brought it to the table, Nancy. So I remember, I would never use the word fat. On television, mm-hmm. that would just always be my thing. I'd use everything else, talk about food, talk about this, talk about that. But that was just kind of our shtick, just to be fun and have a good time. But I'll never forget, because we're talking about the early stages of Tank. I get a phone call one day, and those guys, the old production company that was Animal Planet's production company, the two guys that were in charge was this guy Jeff and this guy Matt. I think it was a different Matt, and they called me to Starbucks. And they sit me down just by myself. And to me, you got to remember, now I'm not in my eyes, I'm nobody at this point, right? Season one, nobody. I'm thinking, I don't want to piss these guys off or do anything wrong. I'm kind of not that I'm quiet, but I'm just hesitant because I don't really know the whole structure of everything, right? How everything works. And I don't want to ruin a good thing. So they call me over and they sit me down and they look at me and they go, so, we've been watching the episodes and we've been watching this and, we think that, you really have to stop talking the way you do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, the eating jokes and, the this jokes and the that jokes. It's not really the direction that we're trying to go in. And I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting there and I'm kind of like, what am I going to say to these guys? And I'm like, you guys watch TV. You guys like, old school TV? And then they're like, yeah. And I'm goes, you guys ever watch Sanford and Son? And they're like, yeah. And I go, did Fred Sanford ever stop calling Lamont dummy? Uh-huh. And the guy goes, no. And I go, that's the exact reason why I'm not going to stop. Have a good day, gentlemen. And I walked out and we left. Those guys got fired. And Nancy Glass came on board full time. And then from that point on, they basically let us just do our thing. And that's when the whole, it all started becoming, real because...
Because we were real.
We were real.
Can I interject here? Yeah. As somebody who's seen it from the back, the way people do from the outside, right? It's a funny story. So as we're talking about the first season, the pilot gets canceled, mm-hmm. right? We're all depressed. All right, but we got the six episodes coming next year. So my brother-in-law has a very good... landscape architect business, and he's always tinkering, right? He's always tinkering with stuff. He can make stuff, right? He knows build. Uh-huh. He knows build, right? So I tell him, so finally now we're 6 months later, it's finally going to happen, right? The episode's going to come. I'm like, Kurt, watch this show. I'm telling you, you're gonna love this show. It is awesome. These guys build stuff that's crazy. Show ends, phone call, right? Dude, that was great. That was great. I said, see, I told you, they can build stuff like crazy. And he's like, dude, yeah, I don't care about the building. People can build stuff. Those people on that cast are amazing. Like, the chemistry they have. And the bells went off in my head. I was like, oh, boy. And that's what happened. That's what it was. Because if you remember, about a year or two after, probably season three, the old rival company came in, right? Geo tribe with the fish tank kings or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And it lasted six episodes. Not that those guys couldn't build either, but there was nothing to watch.
Chemistry.
It was the chemistry on the set was just insane.
Look at the show. There's different. I see. There's different layers to it. I see the build part, which is to me it's fascinating, and then also the educational part when you're talking about fish and you're putting fish in the tank and all the knowledge. It's educational. There's the family aspect. There's the buddy between you and Wade and the jokes. When I see you guys talking, it reminds me how I talk to my buddies. I believe in the skateboard episode. You guys are on the skateboards. You fall. Wade falls. You have a line of someone get a forklift to pick the guy up. And it's like, okay. It's like,
but that's great.
That's what,
right?
That's what buddies do. They joke around with
and,
each other.
And that's where the married with children stuff came involved, right? You know, so growing up, if you look at my high school yearbook, right under my picture, it says class clown. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was. I was always having fun. You know, me and my friends, we'd grow up, we'd sit around and we'd have fun with each other. We, you know, we'd abuse each other just as sitting around and have fun. And it was all in good spirits. And, you know, the crazy thing is all those same friends that I was abusing when I was 11, 12, and 13, I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
You know, they're like my brothers. That's what you do when you're with your brothers and your family. You know, like I said, even Agnes and I, look, we've talked in the past, you know, like we've had our outright, you know, arguments.
We fought. Oh, yeah, we fought.
She stormed out, didn't come back. Coming back for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. He actually had to call. He called and apologized.
Of course.
Once.
What was this argument? Was argument over something on the show or just a business?
No, probably
argument?
Just because I probably acted in it. And I was probably, you know, look, like we said on the first episode, the show did a lot to a lot of people. It put a lot of pressure in a lot of people in a lot of areas. And sometimes when you have that going on in your life, you don't realize how you talk to people. And you take out the way you're feeling on the people that you care about the most, right? So at the end of the day, when you're with the family and all of our people, you come into work every day and you got something bothering you at home or you got something bothering you on the set and you would come in and somebody would do something, it would magnify it 100 mm-hmm. times mm-hmm. and then you would go and take it out on somebody else.
We've
and you know what?
Done it. Yeah. We've all
you
done
realize
it.
That, you know what? You realize that like as you don't see the person, you know, as you don't, you know, you're not talking to them as much anymore, as you don't around them as much anymore, you don't realize it in the moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that in the moment. You know, you do things and then as you get older and you grow and you mature, you start to realize like, man, I was probably, you know, not the nicest of people back then. I probably could have been a little bit better at what I had done. And I'm equally wrong for that as other people are. But that's one of the reasons why, like we said, we needed a break, right? Because it was doing that to somebody that we're not. That's not who I really am as a person. You know what I mean? But the show's been amazing. I mean, the stuff that we've done and the experiences, I mean, the skateboard aquarium, I look at what we did at that, going all the way down to taking, you know, Tracy Morgan's pool house and turning his entire pool house into an aquarium.
After his accident.
I mean, just accident. Make-A-Wish tanks. You know, we've done 15, make 14 or 13 Make-A-Wish Foundation that we've just given away. You know, all of those things were amazing experiences that we were all able to be a part of. And that's some of the things I'm thankful for. You know, like I said, the legacy like we talked about, but most of all, being able to work with, you know, great people, creating a show that's going to last for a long time. And you said it mostly, giving people education, right? That's important because in this hobby, you need education. It's the one thing that steers people away from this hobby is not having the right education.
Did you have writers for the show?
No.
No?
You're looking at them.
Yeah. So all the banter, the green screen, that was just you guys just going.
So I would say green screens, they have to, okay, so the show is unscripted itself, the day-to-day, but green screens, they have to tie the show together. Doesn't necessarily mean they tell you a line that they would like to say. You say it however you want to say it. Right. So there's no, they're not, you know, if I like their line, I'll use their line. If I didn't like their line, I'll use my own line.
When is that shot? So going back to the skateboard one, okay, so the build is done. You're going to send it out to California. You're going to install it. Are they doing those pickups before?
At the end?
The episode's kind of done to kind of, that's kind of filler? Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about this, the one good thing and bad thing was is that we shot this show in pieces, all these shows. So like we wouldn't just shoot one episode. We would shoot three episodes at a time. So we'd be building over here, then going over to the second build to this show, you know, then building over here, going over, then traveling. Because you got to remember, it's an aquarium. You need time, right? Mm-hmm. So time is money in the production world. The production world isn't going to sit around and wait for 2 weeks for that tank to be sanded. They're going to say, well, what's next? Let's move on to the next scene. Let's move on to the next tank. Let's move on to the next. Once we started figuring that out, that's when the show really started making headway. You know, it started really pumping out episodes. We were able to, you know, we went from 6 to 20 in a year. So going from 6 to shooting a year and then shooting 20 in a year, we made quite the progress.
The skateboard one, so when you're out there doing the install and kind of wrapping up that, you're doing other shoots in California at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, it might not have been California. Yeah, it could have been
in Florida.
It might have been all over. It just doesn't matter. I remember flying from install to install and reveal to this. And there was times that we would miss a flight and Agnes and Heather would have to go
fill in.
You know, we all work together. You know, the one thing I could say is maybe we all didn't get along, but we all got along for the show.
We did.
Yeah. We made the show a priority. everybody made it a priority. You know, I think we made it too much of a priority over our work even. And that's kind of where we failed in a way, to be honest with you, because it took away from, you know, and it's hard to replace people that run a company, you know? So when they're gone all the time and your leaders are gone and you don't have the right leaders underneath you and so forth and so on, it takes a toll on your employees. And then they get, you know, they see you out jetlining around, traveling the world while they're slave driving at the office. There's got to be a little animosity, you know? And at times you felt it, you know? At times workers had to get incentivized by getting extra money. I mean, they see we're making money. They see this. They had to pay. So people don't, like, that's the stuff that people don't see.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize how many times we've had employees almost walk off unless they're getting, and we had to pull out cash. Right then and there, cash, 500. Bup.
It's true.
Am I lying? It's you know, true. I'm
no,
telling you, you know,
no.
Which I understand where they're coming from. You know, everybody wants a little bit of peace. You know, I mean, we went from a small little company and then all of a sudden overnight, we became a national sensation overnight.
Well, things had to get changed last minute, and they had to work overnight to get whatever piece needed to get done. Yeah. FedEx out in 5 hours, so those guys had to stay up all night.
And while we're home,
they're not doing it for free,
right? Even though they're getting paid, it still wasn't enough. You know, I'm pulling up in new cars, and we got new this and new that, and you know, we're traveling, and with it just once the show got to that point, it just it people thinks it creates. This almost like you know, euphoria of a bit for your business, where it's going to be like, oh my God, this is the thing that's going to cure it all. And be honest with you, at the end of the day, it cured what I wanted to do for I always wanted to be famous, you know, and I always wanted to create something that was going to be a legacy. So yeah, for me, it did what it did, but for other people that weren't really, you know, a part of that. It's over. Like it's over for them. Like that was it. It's there and now it's gone. So it's tough, you know, but it was, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah. It was definitely a human experience. Like I met these guys when I turned 29 and I left at 42. So all my whole 30s was with
them. Life with them.
So can you imagine you're a whole decade in your 30s just doing this, just running this. It was amazing. Oh. And like Brett said, we made a lot of mistakes because sometimes our egos would get in the way and it was new and it was fun. But now looking back on it, taking this break, we could go into if we were able to still do anything, we would do it so much smarter, I believe, with just with a different twist. I think we've all grown so much and learned so much, not just it of TV, how to produce TV, but just how to do it a little bit kinder, you know what I'm saying?
I would say, you know, what happens is you have two businesses intersecting with each other, along with family and friends that are with each other all the time. You have to learn how to delineate the two and separate and have more time for certain things in your life, right? That's what happened. It consumed your life. It consumed my life and Wade's life. Not so much, I mean, it was more a part of Agnes's life, but it didn't consume her. You know, there were days she could go home 9 to 5 and work not a problem, where that very rarely happened for us. You know, at the end of the day, we have to stay and film, or we have to wait for this, or we have to get this tank done or that done. So, like I said, it was great. And if we ever did it again, we would definitely learn from the experience, make it a more easier production. I mean, like I said, we'll go on to that in another episode. We'll talk about some behind the scenes, some of the stuff that happened, production and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, the skateboard tank was like our first, I think, real experience with building, having problems, learning the production aspect of it. And it was pretty amazing because we did television in front of the whole company. Mm-hmm. That was the first time in front of like all of these people, right? And you know, you don't know how to act, and you know,
you're nervous.
And I think that once we did it, people were just like, it was just overwhelmingly like a big relief off of all of us. And then I looked at Agnes and I go, I told you so.
He did.
I told you.
He did.
Lines. People used to be lines down the block.
And final question before I wrap up episode number two. You always end the episode with a big reveal with the family and everything. Brett, how crazy were those parties?
Which parties?
The reveal parties.
Oh, the reveal parties? They were, you know what? Some of them went over the top, and some of them were just like reveal and go home. But at the end of the day, they were all really excited. They really were. The funny thing is we tried to reveal a different way in the beginning, like with like a drop-down cloth. Like, uh-huh. Remember, that didn't really work. And then we tried to walk people in. Like we had different reveals in the beginning. Yes, like we tried to do different things. Yes. But eventually it was just like keep them out of the room, kind of just walk them right in. But it took us a minute to like really perfect. If you go back and watch season one and you watch season seven, you're going to see like two different teams, two different people, like two different shows.
You
like it's completely
different.
You see
the show grow and evolve. And
yes.
Agnes,
yes.
Are you the reveal parties?
Yes.
A good time? Get crazy? Or
oh,
just kind of?
Me?
Yes.
Always. I loved all the parties. I mean, that would... I had a blast. I'm not going to lie.
I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. And that'll do it for episode number two of Going Fishing with Brett Raymer from Tanked. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining us.